This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Andrew says that he's a religious studies undergraduate and a strong believer in the inerrancy of the Bible. But, he says, I am constantly bombarded with biblical scholars who know the Bible better than I do and are quick to point out its errant scriptures that are far over my head. My question, however, is it possible to understand the Bible to be inerrant without some level of faith?
No. I mean, maybe I don't understand. Is it possible to understand it? I would say if my no was to the question, is it possible to embrace the Bible? I mean, embrace, believe it is inerrant. The devil knows it's inerrant. It doesn't do him any good. Believe it's inerrant and embrace it as inerrant. That's not possible without faith. But now it sounds like what he means by faith is a leap, kind of like leap over problems. And what I would want to say is faith is not a blind leap. Faith comes to the Bible and doesn't say, well, I don't know what you say, Bible, but I'm going to believe you. That's not an honor to the Bible or to God. Faith begins to read, and the eyes of the heart are opened to see God and to see Christ here portrayed in such a way that there's a self-authenticating power in this word, and you're drawn to close with the word and believe that Paul is inspired and Jesus is who he says he is. And now you got all these other pages in the Bible that you haven't worked with yet, and you go to them and you bump into these issues, or somebody points an issue there. And then what faith does is hold fast to what it has seen in the Word and attempt then, without throwing away the whole Bible, to embrace the whole Bible with understanding. And so it does have to suspend condemnation when it bumps into a problem that it can't immediately solve. This happens all the time in our devotional reading, if we're finite people and we haven't studied the whole Bible fully and completely. You're reading along and somebody says something in the Bible and you say, oh, how does that fit with what I saw over here? And if you have time, you go to work on it, you get out some commentaries, and over my experience is, if I have the time, I can generally come to some kind of resolution or plausible conviction. But most people don't have the time and they don't have the wherewithal. And so at that point, faith in what they have seen in Jesus and in the Word will enable them to hold fast and say, I may not have the solution here, but I believe there is a solution and someday I'll see it. So I think the answer is yes. It takes some measure of faith to believe and embrace in the inerrancy of Scripture. But it's not blind. In fact, it's rooted most profoundly in seeing, according to 2 Corinthians 4, 4 to 6 especially.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.